This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Talking about the weirdest food you ever tried. 1-800-222-0985. You can call, text the show, or just add to the cavalcade of comments on the KRC Facebook page.
Very entertaining.
All right, go ahead, hit us with something, Bob.
Haggis.
Oh, the stomach with the stuff in it. I learned that on The Simpsons. How was it?
It was all right. I mean, I tried it in when I was going to cooking school at Luzerne County Community College.
God bless you.
Just for a passing grade in order to get through the class?
Yeah, it was one of the things, like, it was part of our meat portion of our class, and the chef that was in charge of the class made it as a delicacy, and we all had to eat it.
Why is everything disgusting marketed as a delicacy? You notice that trend?
Yes.
Natalie on Facebook says, my grandparents' old neighbor, which I loved, God rest his weird little soul, he would drive around super late at night, 1 to 3 a.m., and actually pick up fresh roadkill, and then he would take it home and prepare it in his basement. And then she goes, needless to say, we never accepted an invitation for dinner. Understandable, Natalie.
Would you like to come over for some stew?
I'm good.